I am now going to address myself especially to my foreign hearers. I have to give them another warning of quite a different kind. If you are learning English because you intend to travel in England and wish to be understood there, do not try to speak English perfect, because if you do, no one will understand. I have already explained that though there is no such thing as perfectly correct English, there is presentable English, which we call good English. But in London, 999 out of every 1,000 people not only speak bad English, but speak even that very badly. You may say that even if they do not speak English well themselves, they can at least understand it when it is well spoken. They can when the speaker is English. But when the speaker is a foreigner, the better he speaks, the harder it is to understand. No foreigner can ever stress the syllables and make the voice rise and fall in question and answer, assertion and denial, in refusal and consent, in inquiry or information, exactly as a native does. Therefore, the first thing you have to do is to speak with a strong foreign accent and speak broken English, that is, English without any grammar. Then every English person to whom you speak will at once know that you are a foreigner and try to understand you and be ready to help him. He will not expect you to be polite and to use elaborate grammatical phrases. He will be interested in you because you are a foreigner and pleased by his own cleverness in making out your meaning and being able to tell you what you want to know. If you say, "Will you have the goodness, sir, to direct me to the railway terminus at Charing Cross," pronouncing all the vowels and consonants beautifully, he will not understand you and will suspect you of being a beggar or a confidence trickster. But if you shout, "Please, Charing Cross, which way?" you will have no difficulty. Half a dozen people will immediately overwhelm you with directions. Even in private intercourse with cultivated people, you must not speak too well. Apply this to your attempts to learn foreign languages, and never try to speak them too well. And do not be afraid to travel. You will be surprised to find how little you need to know, or how badly you may pronounce. Even among English people, to speak too well is a pedantic affectation. In a foreigner, it is something worse than an affectation. It is an insult to the native who cannot understand his own language when it is too well spoken. That is all I can tell you. The record will hold no more. Goodbye.